The Reverend Henry Maxwell closed the door and heard the man walk down the steps. As he went up into his study, he saw from his window that the man was going slowly down the street, still holding his hat between his hands. There was something in the figure so dejected, homeless and forsaken, that the minister hesitated a moment as he stood there at the window. Then he turned to his desk, and with a sigh, began the writing where he had left off. He had no more interruptions. When his wife returned 2 hours later, the sermon was finished. The loose leaves gathered up and neatly tied together and laid on his Bible, all ready for the Sunday morning service. "A queer thing happened at the kindergarten this morning, Henry," said his wife while they were eating dinner. "You know, I went over with Mrs. Brown to visit the school, and just after the games, while the children were at the tables, the door opened and a young man came in, holding a dirty hat in both hands. He sat down near the door and never said a word, only looked at the children. He was evidently a tramp, and Miss Wren and her assistant, Miss Kyle, were a little frightened at first, but he sat there very quietly, and after a few minutes he went out."
"Well, perhaps he was tired and wanted to rest somewhere, Mary. The same man called here, I think. Did you say he looked like a tramp?"
"Yes, very dusty and shabby. Probably in his early 30s, I should say."
"The same man," said the Reverend Henry Maxwell thoughtfully.
"Did you finish your sermon, Henry?" his wife asked, after a pause.
"Yes, all done. It was a very busy week with me. The 2 sermons have cost me a good deal of labor."
"What are you going to preach about in the morning?"
"Well, following Christ. I take up the atonement under the head of sacrifice and example, and then show the steps needed to follow his sacrifice and example."
"I am sure it is a good sermon. I hope it won't rain Sunday. We have had so many stormy Sundays lately."
"Yes. I'm afraid people will not come out to church in a storm."
Pastor Henry Maxwell sighed as he said it. He was thinking of the careful, laborious efforts he had made in preparing sermons for large audiences that failed to appear. On Sunday, the town of Raymond had one of the perfect days that sometimes come after long periods of wind and rain and mud. The air was clear and bracing, the sky free from all threatening signs. When the service opened at 11 o'clock, the large building was filled with an audience of the best-dressed, most comfortable-looking people in Raymond. The First Church of Raymond believed in having the best music money could buy, and its quartet choir this morning was a source of great pleasure to the congregation. The anthem was inspiring, all the music was in keeping with the subject of the sermon, and the anthem was an elaborate adaptation to the most modern music of the hymn. "Jesus, I my cross have taken, all to leave and follow thee." Just before the sermon, the soprano, Rachel Winslow, sang the well-known hymn, "Where he leads me I will follow. I'll go with him all the way."